Blog Talk Radio.
Alright guys, I'm sorry, I lied. I'm going to do Oklahoma State's preview next. And the reason why I'm doing theirs next is because I love the way Coach Gundy answers questions. A couple years ago, guys, when the whole Art Briles situation was going on, somebody asked him about what he thought about Art Briles being fired and a couple other questions to go along with it. And he simply said, I'm not here to get involved in politics. I'd rather not answer that question. A couple days ago at the Big 12 Media Days, somebody asked him a similar question about what Holder said. Mike Holder, I believe, the athletic director at Oklahoma State there in Stillwater, criticized about recruiting and not getting top-notch recruits because everybody knows Gundy. Gundy takes three-star guys, sometimes four-star guys, and he turns them into stud athletes, kind of like Michigan State. And when I do the TCU preview, I'll talk more about this. Gary Patterson corrected a reporter who says, what do you think about you doing taking two- and three-star recruits and making them good? And Gary Patterson said, well, they might be two- or three-star in your eyes, but they're not mine. And he said, sometimes there's a five-star that, you know, plays like a two-star. So the moral of the story is this. The reason why ESPN got in on and other places got in on the recruiting trail is because they seen other people were making money other than them. And like you saw earlier with all these investigations, they launch investigations into things that they want to control. The star recruit, there's some great athletes. There's some good athletes. You rating them as a star really doesn't make a damn difference if they're a good athlete because we don't know what they're going to develop into. And what Mike Gundy said made a lot of sense. As soon as they hit him with the question about the criticism from his athletic director, Gundy just said, I would much rather talk about football. I loved it. He shut him right down at the front door, like, don't even start with me, just like you did with Art Briles. Don't even start with me with them BS controversial questions so you can write some big storyline and add on a bunch of saucy bull crap to just make unnecessary drama between me and my athletic director. I'm pretty sure the athletic director knows if he fired Mike Gundy would get a job with no problem. I'm pretty sure Mike Gundy knows that the athletic director isn't scared to relieve him of his duties if he wants to. The only problem is if that athletic director does that, he better find somebody who the Oklahoma State community will accept, and he better make sure that he can guarantee wins like Gundy has produced. He's produced a lot of success, a lot of consistency. A lot of times when that Oklahoma State looked like they weren't even going to make a bowl game, he would find a way to go 6-6, upset Oklahoma, you know, a lot of different things. So let's just make sure we know what we're doing when we play these games. So shout out to Coach Gundy. That's why I had to do the Oklahoma State preview first. Obviously, the biggest deal with Oklahoma State, they lost their quarterback. He went to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the fourth round. Congratulations to him. Another successful quarterback drafted under Gundy. Now we just got to get past these recruiting. Now we set the stage for what's good recruiting and what's not. And to me, as a coach, you know what you like. Boise State had the best running back for a while. As y'all saw, he was the guy who carried the Philadelphia Eagles to the World Championship as they beat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl this year. If we go back and look, we could probably see that he probably wasn't considered a 4 or 5 star out of high school, or he may have been. But the point I'm trying to get across is Boise State and a lot of these teams like this, they find a way to win without, quote-unquote, these great top recruits that ESPN says is the best recruiting class or whatever you want to call it. So let's get into the schedule, guys. At Missouri State at home, easy win for Oklahoma State Cowboys. Next week, South Alabama. Easy win for the Cowboys. And the reason I brought up Boise State is because obviously they play Boise State week 3. That's a good out-of-conference game for the Cowboys. Last year, the out-of-conference game was Pitt. The way they stomped Pitt on the road, I thought Oklahoma State would clearly have a chance for the national title and compete with Oklahoma for the simple fact that Pitt has upset Clemson and Florida State, and they are a tough ACC team. So it's looking like, you know, for the first month, you know, forget recruiting. I think Gundy's a genius for the way he set this daggone schedule up. The whole first month of the season, he doesn't even have to leave Stillwater. His kids are comfy in their backyard. Missouri State at home, South Alabama, that should be an easy 2-0. Then Boise State, that'll be a difficult team, but that's a team that gives you strength of schedule. Then after that, they jump right into the league with Texas Tech at home. Then they're at Kansas, Iowa State, at Kansas State, Texas at home, at Baylor, at Oklahoma, West Virginia at home, and then at TCU. So the Boise State game, I see being a very close, competitive game, but I see Oklahoma State winning at home. However, I will be far from shocked if Boise State wins, because that is what they're known for. You think you got them at home, oh, I got them, and then they go into somebody's backyard and they blow a team out 42-7 or 42-20, and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? So be scared, but I think Gundy knows what's going on, and I think he has it under control to where they should be able to find a way to beat Boise State at home, especially with the team not having to leave and go on a road trip anywhere. They just get to stay in a good rhythm there in Stillwater at the beginning of the season. Texas Tech at home, Cliff Kingsbury, you know, they'll compete, but I don't think they have a dynamic quarterback like they did with Mahonis. We'll see if they can bring that back to the table. The defensive coordinator has made some improvements, but I see Oklahoma State winning that game at home unless Cliff Kingsbury can pull a Matt Campbell and, you know, have Texas Tech surprise a couple people this year. At Kansas, I don't know what's the deal with David Beatty. I don't know if he had a 4 or 5 year contract, but I'm glad they didn't fire him. I'm glad they gave him this year. You should get 4 full years. But this year, Kansas should be competitive, and it's at Kansas, and it should be a competitive game. But however, I'm taking Oklahoma State. But I'm hoping that when they do play Kansas, it's only a 1 touchdown or a 10-point win. I hope it's not a 30-40-point blowout. So I expect that to be a competitive game, but I also expect Oklahoma State to win. Iowa State at home, whew, that's one of those ones that's just up in the air. You know, at the end of this, I'll predict their record, and that's one of the games that I got up in the air. And I think Matt Campbell has just about everybody come back that he needs to be successful. So that's an up-in-the-air game. The next week game is an up-in-the-air game at Kansas State. Bill Snyder will find a way to get to a bowl game. And every once in a while, we'll find a way to pull out 9 or 10 wins and compete for a Big 12 title. That's an up-in-the-air game. I don't think they will beat Texas at home. I think Texas will win that game. You know, prove me wrong, Cowboys, if you think I'm over-exaggerating. But I think Texas should clearly win that game, but you never know. At Baylor, that should be another win. Matt Rule's got a long way to go. I don't even want to get into that whole controversy. We could talk about that for days. But I think that Matt Rule will have Baylor better, but I don't think they'll be good enough to beat Oklahoma State Cowboys. Next, they're at Oklahoma. Obviously, Oklahoma is the favorite to win this game, but, you know, a couple years ago when Oklahoma State was supposed to lose and they weren't supposed to make a bowl game, they were only supposed to be 5-7, they ended up finishing 6-6, and that was because they won a big game at Oklahoma, and it really hurt the Sooners' standings as far as national championship contentions, one of Bob Stoops' last years. So with that being said, I'm going to pick Oklahoma Sooners to win, but I think that will be a very close game. West Virginia at home, people have been saying West Virginia is going to win the Big 12. I'm not saying that. I think Oklahoma State beats West Virginia at home. I think they'll finish out the season winning, you know, at least five of their six home. Let me see. They have one, two, three, four. They got seven home games. I think they'll win at least five of their seven home games, if not more. And then they finish at TCU. At TCU, last game of the year, probably some type of bowl game implications on the line. Gary Patterson, tough defense. I think TCU pulls out the win and surprises people. So I'm looking at Oklahoma State 7-5, 8-4. It can go either way. Texas is a tough game. Oklahoma's a tough game. Kansas State and Iowa State can go either way. TCU can go either way. Even West Virginia can go either way. So I think Gundy has done a phenomenal job. It always takes him two or three years to get a new quarterback once he loses a good one. The quarterback that ends up starting this year, a couple of years down the road, if Gundy's still there, hopefully they will get everything going and everything going well. And I honestly believe that this should be a successful year. It won't be the hype of last year where they had national championship chances or implications, however you want to say it, but I do honestly think they have a chance to go 7-5, 8-4, and finish the season 8-5 or 9-4, go to a solid bowl game versus another Power 5 team, and, you know, continue the winning. You know, if they prove us wrong, they may be the shocker. We're all trying to figure out who will be the shocker. They say Silk the Shocker. The shocker this year, or excuse me, the shocker last year was Iowa State. Who will be the shocker this year? Who's going to win games that we don't expect? So we are destined to see. And that's really it, guys. I don't think we need to get too deep into their depth chart. We know what Oklahoma State does offensively and defensively. We know Gundy's game plan. We know they lost their quarterback and a bunch of guys to the draft, or a couple guys to the draft. A couple guys signed free agent deals, and really the biggest story was about recruiting. But, you know, Mike Gundy knows what he wants. You know, there's so many places in the United States of America, guys, when it comes to recruiting, and you see guys have, you know, great success, and they don't have to have a bunch of stars behind them. So, interesting. We will see you guys later. That was it for this one. Oklahoma State is pretty predictable as far as what their wins should be. Middle of the road, but that's why we watch every week to see who will entertain us. Now, in other college football news, I forgot to say this. I know Nick Saban was talking about quarterback controversy, and people wanted to get upset and say, well, we didn't create the quarterback controversy, you did. And here's why I agree with Nick Saban. No, I put the guy in who gave me the best chance to win the national championship. Because if I don't put him in, then the media will be sitting there screaming, oh, Nick Saban's time in Alabama's up. He can't make in-game decisions anymore. He's this, he's that. Let's talk about it for 4,000 hours. Because he didn't change the quarterbacks. Now that he does change the quarterback, now it's a quarterback controversy. And, yes, Coach Saban's right. You guys created it. There's plenty of times in college football, just like Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown at Auburn. They were two stud running backs, winning the first round, were absolutely awesome and did a great job for Auburn when they went undefeated. There's plenty of teams where they rotated two quarterbacks and both quarterbacks contributed and they won national championship. So maybe Jalen Hurts will be in there to run, and the other guy will be in there to throw, and they got a bunch of things they can do there. So the quarterback controversy is created by the media. Y'all keep it going. Don't get mad at Coach Saban because he called you out on it. I don't consider myself media. I just consider myself somebody who is about the fans and the fans' real opinions, not about an executive at a radio station pushing a narrative. I'm out, guys. It's Big 12 Nation.